Important dates in Christian history. 716 AD. Boniface, the Apostle of Germany, sets out as a missionary to bring the gospel to pagan lands. As Islam decimated the church in North Africa and the Middle East, Christianity found shelter and thrived in Europe. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It could be worse. You could be getting pelted with corn. This is Wretched Radio. You're going to say to yourself, self, oh no. Do we have to endure a year and ask from the talk show host? Hey, before you whinge, you could be getting pelted with corn. What am I talking about? Well, it's that time of year when we would like to encourage you to consider supporting this here Fortis Institute ministry, because we have a year-end match campaign going on, and it's super important that people, if they are able and they're already giving to their local church, can support us with the year-end gift. We plan on just kicking it in 2026, 2025. Massively great year here. We want to reach even more next year. We're going to go. I don't care how we have to get there. We'll just get there if we can to 12 university campuses to preach the gospel, to preach that Jesus is king. Apparently, we can't say Christ is king anymore.
Nope.
But Jesus is. I'm not going to be constrained by that sort of silliness that's going on in social media. That's our proclamation in 2026 to the university campuses, which I think is a distinctive. We are going to engage students on the issues, but we are going to make sure that we leave the name of Jesus Christ ringing in their ears before we depart. If you would like to be a part of our effort to invade those campuses, plus just keep growing with the Lord's permission, with the Lord's ordaining. If he sovereignly wills it, we'll keep working hard. And if he blesses it, we just want to reach more and more people with great news. Would you consider supporting us now by visiting FortisInstitute.org/donate, FortisInstitute.org/donate. Now, if that was insufferable for you, you could be getting hit in the eye with corn. That's what a pastor did. These stunts, these gimmicks, these guys that are showmen, they need props. Hey, if you want to be a preacher, put down the props, put down the gimmicks. Open up the word, exposit it, make it look and sound as interesting as it actually is. This shouldn't be that hard. You've got the best subject in the world to talk about. And yet these preachers, they've got to turn it into show business, baby, by bringing out the props. This isn't the first time a church has made this sort of offer. It's the 90-day tithe challenge. That's right. You give to God, and if he doesn't give you back, then we'll give you your money back. I think there was a church that did that a few years ago, and now people are suing the church because it didn't quite turn out the way that it was promised. So this dude, with his 90-day tithe challenge, trying to make it sound like, hey, it's not about the amount you give. He brought a wheelbarrow of corn, like feed corn, out with a big shovel, and he scoops it into the feed, and he throws it out over the audience. See, shaken together and stirred down, and God is going to give you back a harvest or something like that. Why do they do that with money? Why don't they do that with something else? Hey, we're going to have the 90-day lust challenge. Don't look at pornography for 90 days and bang on that subject for a while. No, we don't do that. Instead, we just really are emphatic about you got to give a lot of money. It's the overflow life. Puny, paltry, pathetic money. It's not irrelevant, but it ain't nothing compared to the stuff that Jesus actually offers to us. Okay, let's just think about pornography for a second. You're a man and you don't. You're one of the few. I'm telling you, most men are, I hate to say it, but most men are looking at pornography these days. Like that politician that was on the airplane scrolling through. Dude, really? You're that hooked? You can't even wait until you get to your destination to scroll through your dirty picture feed? Yikes. It is easily, this is my opinion. 90% of American males are looking at it. One form or another, 90%. Now, let's just say you're one of the men who doesn't. Describe that feeling. Describe that feeling of never having to worry about being busted. Ah, it's a good feeling. Describe that feeling that when your wife grabs your phone, you don't go, give me that. You don't worry about it because there ain't nothing there to see. Show's over. Move on, everybody. There's nothing to see there. How's about you don't have to worry about your children thinking that their daddy is a dirty old man? Ah, it feels good. That's worth way more than money. I mean, I get it. It's a necessity. We need money. Unless, of course, Elon Musk is right and we won't be needing money in the future. The point is, it's not the significant stuff. It's not the abundant stuff. It's not the profound and eternal stuff. So these slingers of corn with promises that God will give you money back, you can choose how blessed you want to be. That's just a lie. First of all, blessing. Yeah, is money a blessing? Yeah, it's a small blessing. I know it's needed, but not compared to the big stuff. Quote, get ready for here. This, Jimmy, if you can translate this, you're a better man than I.
Okay.
You ready? It's not the dollar amount that matters.
Okay. It's not how much money you have that matters.
Except for the fact that he brought a big shovel with corn. The more you give, the more you get back. I'm just saying. It's not about the dollar amount that matters. It's what the dollar amount means to you that actually matters. Because it's never equal gifts. It's equal sacrifice. And then do you speak this language of the prosperity huckster?
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that means. What is he talking about? Quote, you don't give just a spoonful. You give shovelfuls. I think it's shovels full, if I'm not mistaken. And Jesus says to measure that you give, the measure that you give, it will be measured back to you, good measure. Alrighty then. And if you're not satisfied, we'll give you your money back. So count your blessings. We didn't hurl corn at you. If you can support us, we'd be super grateful. It's an important time of year for us. We have got such big plans for next year that we're super excited about. Very, very excited about. I'm not supposed to tell you that, for instance, even later today, we're talking to Turning Point USA to go to campuses. And we've got, I think, 5 different programs, if you will, that we're willing to bring to campuses. And by the way, if you're a campus, and you got a campus ministry going on and you bring the kids together, we would love to be invited. Not that we want to, you know, invite ourselves. No, we don't. Yeah, we do actually. So if you'd like us to come, we're going to talk about one of whatever it is that you choose. One will be called Rethink Christianity, where we'd show why the deconstruction that is all the rage isn't deconstruction of the Christian faith. We proclaim the gospel. We do Q&A. We also will go in early to do evangelism training to your leaders. And interestingly enough, if the universities are any indication that we went to in the fall in Georgia and in Oklahoma, the kids have a lot of evangelism questions. That's awesome, isn't it? They want to know, how do I do this thing? And so we want to bring those answers to them. Jason Lyle is willing to go talk about evolution and the climate change myth. Brad Bigney, Christianity, it's not what you think it is. That would be awesome. And Greg Giffert, the myth of mental illness, which, by the way, I think that's the eighth episode. It's not a podcast. It's actually a video. That's available at fortisplus.org. It's free. And I think that it dropped yesterday. Should have all eight. We've got two more to go, so there'll be 10 in that series. Then you can get all of that plus the study guide for free. That's the stuff that we want to do on the university campuses. And I really do think that it is encouraging that students want to know how to share their faith because they want their family and they want their campuses to be saved. Which brings us to an article from the Christian Post. Why you can't debate unbelievers into the kingdom of God. You can't. You can't get it done. And I love this article because it forces us to all ask the question, why am I sharing my faith? What am I doing this for? Am I simply in cage stage and I'm waiting to just, I'm going to show you guys what's ho, 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 ho. I know that feeling. Or do we go with a different motive? Do we open up our mouths, say, I don't know when an opportune time would be like, Thanksgiving might be an opportune time to be able to do this with the relatives that you don't get to see very much. How do you share the gospel? The kids want to know. We want to go. If you'd support us, fortusinstitute.org/donate, we'd be mega grateful. Didn't say mega. Mega grateful. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Oh, you know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside down world with biblical wisdom? We should have that thought every day. And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. From our podcasts with Dr. John Krotz to Pastor Brad Bigney to Libby Glosson, Dr. Adam Tyson, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, we're bringing together voices you can trust. But this doesn't happen by accident. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. And by the way, make sure that you grab the Fortis Plus app. It's free for everybody and it's packed with hundreds of hours of content right now with more being added daily. Because we believe biblical truths should be accessible to everyone. That's why we need you to help push this to the globe. Our work is nowhere near finished. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Here's the truth the world doesn't tell you. Your emotions, they're not the enemy, but they also shouldn't be your master either. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now at fortisplus.org. It's a free 10-week series that shows how God's Word speaks into anxiety, depression, and emotional chaos, and it does so with clarity you've never heard before. New episodes every Monday, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. Life Without the Numb. Watch at fortisplus.org. Stop surviving and start living. You know as well as I do, college campuses are battlegrounds. They always have been. Ideas clash, worldviews compete, and somewhere in the middle, students are trying to figure out what's actually true. This year, Fortis Institute showed up. 3 campus visits where we share the gospel and equip students to think clearly. Also, 300,000 Play the Man booklets put directly into the hands of students, giving them tools to push back against the lies they're hearing in classrooms. And look, it's working. Students are waking up. They're asking questions. They're realizing there's another way to think about masculinity, about their faith, and about truth itself. But 3 campuses aren't enough. Next year, we're planning to visit 12 campuses. And also, Todd's new book, Go Serve Your King, releases with HarperCollins next year as well. And here's the opportunity you have right now. Every gift you give through the end of the year is matched. Dollar for dollar match, up to $500,000. Your donation literally doubles. FortisInstitute.org. Give now and watch your gift double today.
An apostle is a messenger sent from God. The apostles were granted power and authority to establish the New Testament church. There are no apostles living today, but just as the early church dedicated themselves to the apostles' teachings, so we dedicate ourselves to their teachings, which have been recorded in the New Testament.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Okay, coach, put me in the game. Put me in the game. This is Wretched Radio. What should I be doing differently, coach?
I didn't say you did.
Yes, you did. Told me I just did it wrong. I didn't throw corn at anybody. That's a pretty good accomplishment.
Actually, it is.
All right, go ahead. How are you coaching me to do it better next time?
No, I just said.
No, it's okay. I'm not a proverbial fool. I'll take your input, coach.
It sounds
happily.
Like
it. Happily.
Okay.
Smite me. It's a blessing.
I just said to remind people, because there are some things when you talk about the year end match that we've got planned for next year that you can't talk about just yet. And I said, remind folks that you said the same thing last year, mm-hmm. but what they were able to help us do was close our warehouse.
That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
I'm still so pumped about that. Yeah. We just delight in that we're able to say, go there. It's all free. Just received a note from, it was funny. Somebody just sent an email saying, hey, watching the Herman Hu thing, which is free. We used to sell that, but now we give it away. And the guy asked, do you know anybody who has a very simple presentation on the understanding of the Greek language?
Oh, I know.
It's not Greek. I think that's only 8 lessons long. The only thing that you are encouraged to memorize is the Greek language. You got to know the Greek alphabet, because otherwise you've got to have everything put into English, and it doesn't quite work out well when it comes to vowels. And so we ask you to memorize the basic alphabet of the Greek language, but otherwise it just teaches, here's how the language works. And unless you've studied a foreign language, specifically more of a Latin language, you're probably not familiar with the way the Greek language is structured. It'll be pretty new to you, unless you took a really exceptional English class. But the way that the Latin language and the Greek language are constructed, it's just different than the English language, which is kind of a dog's breakfast, frankly. It's much more regimented. There's a lot of rules, and the endings are a big deal. What gets attached to the beginning of a word and what gets put on the end, probably especially, makes a huge difference. They just do language differently. So if you'd like to understand the Greek language so you can read your Bible better, so you can use concordances, you can use a thesaurus, then you will find It's Not Greek to Me available for free at fortisplus.org. Why? Because that is one of the things that we were able to accomplish that last year I was told you that I couldn't tell you about. So now I'm telling you about it so that Jimmy will be happy with me. You're welcome. By the way, how did I do with my political interview with Megan Basham?
Oh, that was good. That was really good. That was really good.
It wasn't very political.
No. That's why it was good.
I'm sorry. Politics is downstream. The church is where it's at, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
And when I see what's happening right now in these conservative circles, I immediately go, there's an opportunity for the church. We should be able to speak into these things. It's just that so many of these things are kind of new issues for us. If you went back and listened to Christian talk radio, if there was any back in, say, the 80s, I'll bet the articulation of the life movement was pretty lame. It just was probably stammering and, hey, it's a baby and that's all there is to it. But over the years, we got better at the issue and defending it because of great work from guys like Scott Klusendorf, Greg Kokel, Stand to Reason, these pro-life ministries that have helped us to articulate our position. We've gotten good at it. Well, these are new issues. I know we probably talked about it a little bit, but what do we do with Israel? What do we do with Israel? It's not as simple as the Lord will bless the nation that blesses Israel. I believe that is true, but it gets complicated because we're talking in the context of the actual text, Old Testament Jewish people who were at least attempting to some degree to be a Jewish people. Well, that's not exactly what you have in Israel right now. You've got a government that is not pro-life, for instance. They make decisions. I can't imagine that you would agree with every single decision any government makes. So how do we kind of put all of that together? And right now we're seeing that debate, and it's a little bit messy right now. I remember the interview with Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz. It's like, oh boy, we need to get better at this. We just need to get better. So now's the time to start studying up and articulating these issues. And one of these days, Jimmy, I'm telling you, when I was talking with Megan, I don't know if it was this program or the last program, about that zone of male leadership. On one hand, you've got, no, you don't actually lead. All you do is submit and serve. Mm. And that's leadership. Well, no, it's not. And then you can get tagged on it instantly. But aren't you supposed to be a servant leader? Yeah. But it's also got the word leader in there. So it doesn't mean a forsaking of the helm. It just means that we are servant people. We are wanting others. We want to put them before ourselves. But that doesn't mean that you don't stand up in front and say, this way, fam, this is the way we're going. Because on the other hand, you've got the individuals who would say it is a more classical patriarchal system. I don't agree with that either. I think it's that zone. We need phrases for it. We need language for it to show that, yes, of course, the heart of the leader is humility. We see that in Jesus all the time. But that doesn't mean he didn't lead. He's the one who determined where they're going, what they're doing. He's the one who set the course for the ministry. And that's the role of the father in a home. Without being overbearing, obnoxious, demanding, not listening, not asking, not serving, never submitting. And that is an interesting zone, isn't it? When do you give up your own way and when do you say, this is the way that we have to go? That is a zone that I think needs to be articulated. And I think it needs to be articulated well, as long as, watch this one, coach. How to articulate the gospel. Let me take you back to the headline of Christian Post. You can't debate unbelievers into the kingdom of God. Apologetics has its place, writes this author, Michael Wicker. Reasoned defense of the faith can clarify misunderstandings and expose falsehoods. Amen to that. But when the believer's primary instinct is to defeat rather than to make a disciple, yeah, you've probably lost the game. You've lost the engagement. Too many of today's so-called discussions look more like verbal brawls, complete with highlight reels and hashtags, than they do look like gospel witness. If you're going to be witnessing to your loved ones at Thanksgiving, make sure you don't debate them or try to debate them into the kingdom, because you're not going to be successful. You can't be. Because apologetics doesn't get anybody into the kingdom. It removes the types of questions that they have. That's fair. We're ready. 1 Peter 3:15, we're ready to give that response, explain the Christian faith, to apologize for it. But that doesn't get anybody saved. In fact, I'll even go another step further in light of 1 Peter. Living a godly life doesn't get anybody saved. Now, it shines a spotlight on the gospel. I think it undergirds the veracity of the Christian faith, but nobody got saved from looking at somebody who is a nice Christian. It is the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit when we do what? Preach the word. Did you see the interview, by the way? Here it is. Nikki Haley, her son. She was a Sikh, became a Christian. Apparently, he's even more conservative. He was on with Tucker Carlson. Quote, I had an experience where I was researching, and it was as if in an instance I heard, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, did he hear that? I think that it was called to mind because he had already read that. He said this, as if the knowledge, the truth of God was placed instantly in my mind and in my heart. And it's funny, after all these years, I've struggled to really put into words the experience and that feeling. The Lord was working on you. The Holy Spirit was doing his convicting work by doing what? Using the word that the young man had already read. So he's saying, it's like, whoa, this was like, God just did everything. Bingo. He certainly did. Now, I don't think that he spoke those words like, I'm the way, the truth, the life. He, in his workings, called that to mind and used that to regenerate this young man. He said it was a private revelation from the Holy Spirit that bypassed the intense study of world religions to affirm Christ's divinity. Well, it was private revelation, not new revelation, but it was the revelation that the Holy Spirit had already given. In other words, he used the word that he had inspired to convict of sin, of righteousness, and justice. And that is in judgment. And that is what we need to be doing too. So if you're going to witness this Thanksgiving to your loved ones, make sure you use the law. Make sure you use the gospel. Make sure it's presented in a way that it is about forgiveness of sins and not about getting money back because the pastor threw corn at you. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.